Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director with South Shore Arts. And my guest today, quite honestly, is Tom Maloney, right here, Vice President of Radio Operations at Lakeshore Public Media. So, Tom, great to have you on the show.
Dave, it's great to be on the other side of the microphone. Normally, you're the one.
Yeah, we're turning the table.
Yeah, we are.
Thinking the same thing. And it is nice to get you out from behind the producer desk because, you know, today's topic is one that is really a joint venture between the Northwest Indiana Symphony and Lakeshore Public Media. And would love to talk a little bit about that. But before we get there, I did want to ask, because we really haven't had a chance to talk about it. How did you get into radio? How did you end up here at Lakeshore Public Media?
The long story or the short story?
Well, preferably with 6 minutes, the short story.
The short story. Radio is one of those jobs that I had fallen in love with when I was a kid. And my dream job was to be the play-by-play guy for the Chicago White Sox. And
I think that was just open last
year. Yeah, I think it was, yeah. But I am still here. And I got into Lakeshore Public Media because we had such a heavy sports presence at the time about 15 years ago, 16 years ago now. And so I came in and working on game night and doing all of that and production work. And through the years, just kind of worked my way up through the organization. And, you know, it's interesting finding a love for local news and politics and arts. And it's definitely a job that I have grown into. And if you told me 16 years ago I'd still be here, I probably would have raised an eyebrow. But, you know, what I'm doing now is just absolutely fantastic.
Well, you clearly seem to enjoy it. I'm curious, is there a favorite part to the job that you enjoy most?
Probably when the donuts are in the break room, because my office is right across from the break room there. You know, I love game night, high school football coverage every fall, election coverage, whether it's primaries or the generals. It's a lot of times it's the first time people are tuning in as they're scanning a radio dial looking for local information. And just talking to folks. I remember I was standing outside of a gas station filling up my car several years ago, and I had a Lakeshore shirt on. And this guy over my shoulder goes, "Hey, Lakeshore." And I'm thinking, oh boy, it's, you know, it's a Friday or Saturday night at, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock in the summer. Mm-hmm. It's dark. And I'm like, okay, here we go. "Yeah, hey, what's going on?" And he goes, "You guys do the blues stuff on Fridays." And I'm like, Wait, you listen? And, you know, he starts talking about the shows and the programs, and I'm like, this is great. It's like finding gold in a silver mine. Mm-hmm. You know, those moments where you can kind of pick out and remember, like, we do something that is so impactful for people in Northwest Indiana. It's really fun.
I believe that. And hopefully it's what we're talking about today, because this is, I think, the first time that the Northwest Indiana Symphony will share and have a chance to have their Holiday Pops, their biggest concert of the year, rebroadcast. And
it is.
So, you know, for Lakeshore Public Radio, what's the interest? Why, from your guys' side, is this a piece of programming that you were interested in?
We've had a partnership with South Shore Arts now for longer than the radio station has existed through Lakeshore Public Media. Your predecessor, John Kane, did a segment on the television side for a number of years. And it's an opportunity to expand our local portfolio. And having this great partnership with South Shore Arts and having Kirk Muspratt on all the time talking about the Northwest Indiana Symphony, you know, it was, you know, sort of a light bulb moment of, well, why don't we just record it and air the concert? Like, we could do this. And the partnership was really something that you know, has been so foundational in terms of getting arts programming out to Northwest Indiana. This is really just an extension of it. And actually, I will say, I do believe not only is this the first time that we're airing a Northwest Indiana Symphony concert or performance, if you will, I think it's the first time we're actually putting any sort of classical / orchestral music on the air. It's something we've never done before here at Lakeshore Public Media. We've always been predominantly, you know, jazz, rock, blues, world music, the traditional non-orchestra style of public radio music. So mm-hmm. it's going to be really fun to have that. And I'm looking forward to not only hearing the rebroadcast. Of course, I'll be listening to the broadcast in post-production work, but you know, being able to then look ahead to next year and see what else we could also partner with.
Well, it'll be fun to see the response out there, hear the response, and quite mm-hmm. honestly, for me, just to listen to the concert over the radio will
yeah.
be very cool. So what do you know, can you share the details as you guys look at your production schedule? Where is it going to fall? How do people listen?
Yeah, yeah. So the first airing, there will be two airings. The first airing is going to air on December 18th at 7 p.m. So it'll be airing for the full broadcast there, mm-hmm. and then we will have a re-airing at noon on Christmas Day. So December 25th at yeah. noon, it'll be part of our Christmas programming lineup. So if you're a longtime listener, you know that, you know, whether it's Thanksgiving Day or it's Halloween or it's Christmas, I love to kind of blow the doors off of all of the programming and bring on a lot of fun, specialized programming for those holidays. And Christmas Day is one of those, so we'll have a whole smorgasbord of treats from music to storytelling to just, you know, having some fun holiday remembrances. And the Northwest Indiana's Symphony's performance of the Holiday Pops is going to be sort of the centerfold of the table, if you will.
Well, that is terrific. And I will tell you, that is probably the most common, by far, feedback we get following an actual Northwest Indiana Symphony Holiday Pops performance mm-hmm. is how it just establishes the mood of the holiday season. It
Absolutely.
Just seems to kick it off for folks. And so we hope for folks that didn't have a chance to see the performance live that mm-hmm. hearing, you know, this great professional union orchestra, the only one in Northwest Indiana, perform at that level with an 85-person chorus behind them,
yeah.
Can really set the mood for the holiday season for anybody who tunes in.
And even if you did go to the show, being able to go back and listen to the performance mm-hmm. again, and getting and or exposing not only different news and stories out to Northwest Indiana, but different types of music and mm-hmm. art and performance to listeners who, you know, maybe don't have access to be able to make it to a symphony performance, whether it's a financial or a transportation issue or just a scheduling issue. It's an opportunity, I think, to be able to bring these types of performances, these types of conversations out to the masses in a way that wouldn't otherwise be possible.
Well, it's going to be great. Again, that was those are Wednesdays, December 18th.
Wednesday, December 18th at 7 p.m., and then it'll air again on Wednesday, December 25th at noon. So after the presents have been opened and the maybe you're having the late breakfast slash brunch or whatever it is you do on a Christmas day, maybe you're getting ready to go to six other holiday parties and you're driving around Northwest Indiana, you'll be able to cruise with Maestro Kirk and all of the performers for the Holiday Pops concert.
Terrific timing, without a doubt. Now, if we can just close with one last question, that is, if people like this kind of programming that Lakeshore Public Media brings to the table, Lakeshore Public Radio brings to the table, how can people support this type of programming to help the station continue to produce and provide this type of coverage?
First off, becoming a member at lakeshorepublicmedia.org to become a sustaining member at any time. You don't need a pledge drive to make a pledge of support. But feedback, even a simple email to myself, tmaloney@lakeshorepublicmedia.org. Yes, that's my actual work email. I actually get those emails. That's tmaloney@lakeshorepublicmedia.org. You know, if you tune in, you're like, I loved it. It was fantastic. I want more. Tell me. Because otherwise, if I don't hear from you, I don't know, you know, and so it's tough to do in that regard. But, you know, when people do donate and they make a comment and say, you know, I really loved this program or I really loved this show or I'm just really grateful that this radio station is here serving the region, that's the type of feedback that really does help us long term make those plans. And so, knock on wood, all goes well here on the 18th and the 25th, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what else we can put together here going into the new year.
Well, listen, Tom, very much appreciate the partnership. looking forward to the broadcast of the performances, without a doubt. Thank you to Lakeshore Public Radio for partnering with the symphony on that. And thank you to all of you out there listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region. Thank you.